Yuvamis Perek Yud Mishnah Beis. We're discussing the halachas of a woman who got married kedin, either based on an eid echod, which is a special mishum iguna akilu barabon, it's a special din. Either it's in gansen takon derabon, or we say maybe according to one pshat, it's not in gansen, but it is a new din midirabonon that you don't need two eidim. And then there's the possibility of her getting married al pi two eidim, which was called in the end of the previous mishnah. Shaloi b'shus. It doesn't mean shaloi kedin, it means shaloi b'shus without a special heter of Bezdin. Now we continue. Nisus al pi Bezdin. She got married al pi Bezdin. What does it mean al pi Bezdin? It means that she had a special heter of Bezdin, which means it was al pi erechot. Kifi, what we explained in the previous Mishnah. The halacha is, what happens when the second husband shows up? Teitzeh, she has to go out. We said before, teitzeh mizeh o mizeh. Upturo min ha-korban. The Tesevis Din Vashteta on the Mishnah is that she's potter from a carbon. Why is she potter from a carbon? Pashtus, she was Mizana. She got married to somebody else, Achman Alson. She was Nevelus as an Eshes Ish. The Teretz is, of course, it's not her fault. The fact that we're Machmin Komine Chumris is only Chumris Midrabanan that Achmiru Aleo Besoifa in order to be able to be Mekel B'Tchilosa, like we explained. But Be'etzem, it's not her fault. So now she's potter from that carbon. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is the second case. Loy nisus al pi bezdin. Let's say she didn't get married al pi bezdin. Means say she got married kedin. She got married al pi tu dinim, al pi tu edim. Teitze v'chayeves b'korban. Toshtet a gvaldige chiddush. Here she is chayev a korban. Why is she chayev a korban? Because it's not her fault. The answer is, even if something is not a person's fault, they made an honest mistake. We have halacha korban chatas. It's not for being amazed. It's for being a shoygig. So we look at her as a shoygig. The Mishnah calls this Yofe Koyach Bezdin, the Takonim of the Rabbanon. Think about it, it's almost Hepech HaSeichel. A woman gets married based on a clear Irtai Din Deraisa, two Eidim. You rely on them, you close your eyes and you rely on Pitu Eidim. The Rambam says it's Lagabi listening to a Novi. You listen to a Novi like you listen to Eidim. Two Eidim is Metzias. And the Halach is still Lamaisa, they were wrong. They were wrong. It happened. They married her off. She got married. Lamar Rachman, so she was an Eish Zishizinsa. The halacha is Lamaisa, she's a Shegig. And if she got married, Al Pi Episod Din, a special din, Neaguna Akilu Barabonon, that special din Bezdin is better. To pater up, the Mishnah says it as a Chiddush. Yofa Koyach Bezdin, Shepoitra Mena Korba. Now, what's Takad Pshat? Well, let's ask the Kasha this way. This is the way Agdeli Achreinim grapple with this issue is, how could we say that when a person has a halach and shulchan aruch, the halach and shulchan aruch told them to do it, told her to get married, she has two eidim. How could we say she's a korban? What are you going to say? At the end of the day, lamaisa, she was mizana. You're not an oinis, it was your decision. Oinis means that it totally wasn't your fault. Here, it might have been not your fault, we won't judge you, but lamaisa, you did it, it was your decision to get married. So it's not called an oinis, so we call that a shaykik. Bavus de kasha, the Neid Vihuda, other Achrenim Shtelzach, then we open up a sugya in Yevamos Daf Lamed Hei Omid Beis. We learned in the fourth parak, legabe a woman whose husband died, and l'chayra, she's not a milberis, she's a eshezach she'en labonim, so she's nefels le'ibum. She waited 3 months, because maybe she's expectant, she's a milberis. After 3 months, there's a roiv that should be hukka ubra. 4 months after her husband died, she's for sure doesn't have children. She's Ein Labonim. She was Nises, Nisiabim to her brother-in-law. Found out, a fluke, that she's a one in a million, that you don't know that she's a Milberes till 4 or 5 months into the pregnancy. No. What's the halacha? The halacha is she had a right to get married, al pi roiv. Of course, she's not married. She yesh Labonim. A person relied on a roiv. She relied on a roiv. Now, if relying on a roiv renders somebody may have a little mevat, you're an oinis, how could it be that relying on eidim should be worse? Eidim b'chol ha-terkul is doch better than a roiv. This is a bavus tekasha. Gedel echrenim grapple with this. We'll say over one nusach, it's one interpretation of what the Neid Yehuda says. When a woman gets married al pi roiv, the roiv, even if it turned out to be wrong, every roiv means it's a roiv, but there's always a miut, shabba miut, shabba miut. Every 99.999 means that there's a one in a million. That's what we call a fluke. At the end of the day, when she got married, she did something that has a roiv, which is a maisa muteres. She's allowed to get married. More than she's allowed to get married. Even when she got married and it turned out that she was the one in a million, the roiv is still true. The roiv is true for the other 99.9%. So what she did was a maisa be'etzem of heter. Think about our case, however. When a woman has eidim, and the eidim tell her she could get married, maybe she was allowed to get married, but if the eidim were mistaken, she got married shelagidin. She didn't marry somebody with a built-in heter. She was allowed to listen to eidim, but if the eidim were shakron on the maisa, there's nothing here. It's not a maisa with a heter. It's a maisa that she thought the metzias was. Her husband was dead. Her husband wasn't dead. It's a maisa on a heter. The very tifa nekuda, and it. Yeah, a lot of things in Yonei Sveikis play themselves out. In Shmaitze Aleph, there's Kama V'Kama Nafkaminis. The Svar is the Svar. Now, however, we could understand that if she got married, Al Pi Eid Echod, this is why it's better. When she got married, Al Pi Tu Eidim, Tu Eidim is information. Now, the Torah says you could rely on Tu Eidim blindly. If they told you that her husband is dead, you could rely 1,000% her husband's dead. Lamaisa, her husband wasn't dead. Nebuchadnezzar showed up. If he showed up, Lamaisa, she got married. It was completely Lamaisa Issa. Her fault, not, but Lamaisa, she did it. So she has to bring a carbon. However, what happens if she got married? Well, it's not Al Pi Tu Eidim, it's Al Pi Eid Echod. Since that needs a special takana de Rabbanon, like we said, Mishum Iguna Akilu Barabbanon, it's a special din of the Rabbanon that they allow her to get married. That Maisa is a Maisa that the Chachomim put their stempel on. The Chacham signed off on that heter. That can't be considered a Maisa Issa. Even if it turns out their husband's alive, it's a Maisa that the Chacham sanctioned. It's Al Pi Bezdin. So, Meli, you can't bring a Karma Chata. Similar to what we said when there's a Roiv, a Maisa that has a Roiv is not a Maisa Averu. Even if it turned out that it is a Maisa Averu, we can't look at it as a full Maisa Averu. Over here also, a Maisa Al Pi Bezdin, she can't get married. So, listen to the last halacha over here in the Mishnah. Heru Bezdin Linose. Bezdin, Al Pi Eid Echod, tells her she's allowed to get married. The Mefarshim explained what this means is she got married to somebody she wasn't allowed to get married to. She's an almona, right? They say her husband died. She got married to a Kohen Godel. She got married to a Mamzer. Chayev is Bekarbon. They only allowed her to get married to somebody who she's allowed to get married to, not somebody she's not allowed to. Now, what does that have to do with anything? Again, either it's your fault or it's not your fault. And the husband showed up. That's not the point. Because we just said that when there are eidim, it's totally not your fault. It's a better heter. At the end of the day, lemaisa, she got married. And shaloi kedin. It's only when it has in it a signed heter from the Rabbonon. Has a roiv. It has a signed heter. It has a special din of heter. So then what she did was not a maisa issa. So it's only on the one to marry who they allowed her to marry. Anybody that's not Bechlal, their special letter, is Stavon Isser. Oh, you're right, she had information, she was allowed to get married, she was allowed to get married to anybody, but she didn't have a special letter from Bezdin on that marriage. So well, that marriage is an Isser. So well, she has to bring a Korban Chatos. Mishnah Gimel. Ho'isha sheholach bailo u'bno l'mdines hayom. Here we go from a different angle. A woman, not only did her husband go l'mdines hayom, her husband and her son went l'mdines hayom. They tell her husband died. If her husband died first, then when her husband died, she had a son. Both of them are dead. There was a war going on where they ended up. Both of them, Nebuch, were killed. The husband was killed first. At that point, she was without. She had a child. So, Mela, she's not the Mokim Yibu. So Mel, she's allowed to get married. They told her, Mez Bailech Lachach Mez Benech. So therefore, she went and got married. V'achachach Omru Lechilufa Yadvarm. It was fakert. Your son died, and now when your husband died, Nebuchi left you in Eshizach. Shein Lobonim. So Mel, you're a medis liibum. Teitzei. So she has to go out. She goes out from who? She goes out. She married out. She's a Yevomo that has an Issa Lashuk. She's a Yevomo Lashuk. And she went, she got married to somebody. What is it? It's Chayv Elavim. Why Teitzei? So the Gemara makes an Akim Tovia. We're going to a Kiva that holds the Yesh Mamzer Mechayv Elavim. The Mishnah wants to bring out a case. You'll see in the Sefer, there's fallout from this case that's Negev even Ledidan. But according to a Kiva is Teitzei, V'Havlad Rishon V'Achon Mamzer. the children are mamzerim. It means husbands from whoever she married. She was Yevama Lashuk, and she got married. So either before the truth came out or afterwards, either way, the halacha is that they're mamzerim because they're from Chayim V'Lavim. Omer lo, what happens if we have a faketa case? Meiz b'neich v'akachach meiz b'aylech. L'chadchil, they told her, your son died, then your husband. V'nisyabma, she was a medes l'yibam. Then, Rachman son, they came, they told her, akachach omer lo, chil v'yadvorm. Betzim, your husband died first. You were shalei b'mokim yibam because he had a son. And you married your brother-in-law, he's an eish esach, tzchai v'krisus. So there, even l'didan, t'aloch is teitze, v'avlad v'yishim v'achrin mamze. That's true, even l'didan. Omrulov, they told her, Meis Bailech Vinises, Vachakach Omrulov Kayim Hoyova Meis Teitze. What's the case over here? They told her her husband died. She got married. Then they said, you're right, he's dead, but he did not die when we thought he died. He died after you married your second husband. Now, what's the halach of a woman who was Mizana, and then her husband died? It's too late. She's Asura Labal. She's a surah leboil. So over here, midrabbonon, like we said in Mishnah Aleph, they gave her the right to get married. But lemaisa, she got married to her second husband when she was a surah loy, and she has a din. She's a surah to her first husband, which is not relevant because her husband died. But the second husband is also a surah because when she married him, she was still married to the first husband. So then the halacha is teitzi v'avlad rishon mamzer. Here's a catch. Who's the Rishon? Who's the Akron here? The Rishon is the child that she had from the second husband while the first husband is still alive. That's a Pashta Mamza. She's an Eish Zish. Masha'inkin, the Akron, that's a child that she has from the second husband after the first one was taka dead. What was her status then? Midrabbanu, we give her a status that she's a Soita Labailo. Now, what's the halacha of a Soita? Is her child a Mamza? Look her now. So you could say according to Rabbi Kiva, but even according to Rabbi Kiva, Soita, if a husband stays with his wife who's Asura, because she was Mizana, her children that are born to this to her husband are not Mamzerim. So this is clearly a Dinder Rabban. Achren eni Mamzer. Omru lof, they told her, Lechatchila, Meis Bailech v'niskacha. They told her husband died. She was Mekabel Kedush, and luckily she wasn't Nichnas. She wasn't a velosloy. V'achakach bo bailo mutes lachzolei. The second kedushin is nothing; it's null and void. We don't say, "Oh, she's like a soita; she got married. Let's make a knas." No, the ma'ase nothing happened. No harm done. She goes back. She was saved by the nick by the skin of her teeth in the nick of time. She goes back to her first husband. Afal pi shenosan lo achren get loy psolo min hakohuna. Even if she got married to a second one, based on mistaken. Edus. The second husband decided he doesn't like her. He gave her a get. We see the get as null and void, even though Bishaita, we saw the get as a get. But now, retroactively, Lema Freya, we know now the first husband was alive. She was never married to the second guy. So, L'chor, the get's not a get. Maybe look at it, Midrabonon, that a get that was given and we thought she was an Eish Esish, we see that as Pasalang or Lakuna. Mishnah says, no. Loi Psalam and Akuna. Ezu Dora Shabalozim Bemasio, V'isha Grusha Meisho. A woman who's nizgarish, who gets a get from her husband. V'loy me'isha ain't a isha. Not from a man who wasn't her husband. Yeah, of course, you read this pasuk. The drosh is, sounds like totally obvious. You don't need a drosh for that. A woman got a get from somebody who's not married to her. The fellow who gave it to her is a mailman. And he gave it to Mechtesi. So here we're talking about a case where the Havamina makes sense. And there would be a havamina that this would be called reach haget, since b'shaita when the get was given to her, it looked like she was an eishes ish that's being nizgarish. So maybe given the status of a grusha, even though lemafre turned out that she's not, kol mashma they're not.